Penguin Random House Audio presents The General versus the President, MacArthur and Truman at the Brink of Nuclear War by H.W. Brands. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue, December 1950. Clement Attlee didn't like appearing flustered. The British Prime Minister's predecessor, Winston Churchill, was the one who indulged in dramatics. The speeches about blood, sweat, and tears, finest hours, iron curtains. Attlee had evicted Churchill from 10 Downing Street at the end of World War II in no small part because the British people wanted less drama and more predictability. Yet the sudden news from America had even Attlee sweating. The House of Commons was debating the optimal course of British foreign policy when the BBC brought word that Harry Truman was brandishing the atom bomb against China. This itself horrified the British lawmakers. The American president was the only person in history who had ordered the use of the monstrous weapon, and a man who had atom-bombed Japan might, without additional scruple, do the same to China. But there was a crucial new element, these 5 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that made the prospect still more appalling. The Russians had the bomb, too, and were China's allies. A nuclear war in 1950 would not be one-sided. And there was something else, something that pushed the alarm level in Britain far past that of any previous Cold War crisis. By Truman's own statement, the decision on use of the atom bomb rested with the American field commander in Korea, Douglas MacArthur. Attlee and many others in Britain could think of no one more frightening than MacArthur to have control of the bomb. MacArthur was brilliant.